Jamal Bowman, TikTok ban would harm Democrats politically in 2024. By Jacob Bliss on March 28, 2023. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, said banning the Chinese social media app TikTok would ultimately harm Democrats politically in 2024. During an appearance on last Thursday's airing of NBC's MTP Now, Bowman said people would ultimately gravitate to a different platform or create their own if TikTok was to be banned. Bowman then claimed many of the 150 million Americans on the Chinese social media app are young and tend to lean Democratic, which is why he thinks a total ban of TikTok would hurt his political party's base. So if the Democratic Party is a part of shutting down a platform that they have used to build community, the congressman continued, it can harm us politically in 2024. But more importantly, it can harm the American people in our sense of well-being because people find space to be themselves on TikTok that they can't find somewhere else. Bowman also claimed during his interview that there's been no evidence that TikTok poses a national security concern through Chinese espionage on the app, but thinks that there is a national security concern from misinformation and the spreading of misinformation on social media. The congressman's claims come after the popular Chinese social media app was also banned on United States government devices, when a provision was added to the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill President Joe Biden signed into law, for being a potential national security problem. Additionally, there have been numerous governors that have taken similar action at the state level. But, since the initial ban on government devices, many lawmakers want to take it a step further by banning TikTok across the United States. This also comes after last week's House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing with TikTok CEO Xu Zhiqiu. Members of Congress grilled him about the various concerns lawmakers have about the social media app. In one instance, Representative Bob Latta, RO, was able to get Xu to admit that employees of TikTok's parent company currently have access to U.S. user data. Do any ByteDance employees in China, including engineers, currently have access to U.S. user data? Latta asked, to which Chu answered, after Project Texas is done, the answer is no. Today, there is still some data that we need to delete. Watch TikTok CEO not deny that TikTok's parent company ByteDance has access to Americans' data. During another instance, following Latta's question, Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, grilled Chu over ByteDance having access to the data of millions of Americans using the popular app. Kamak pointedly asked Chu about access to user data, and he eventually responded, "Some user data is public data, Congresswoman, which means everybody can search for it on the internet." Watch Representative Kamak grill TikTok CEO on Chinese Communist Party's access to Americans' data. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.